The wilder my dream, the more impossible my dream, the easier it is to reveal it. The wilder my dream, the more impossible my dream, the easier it is to reveal it. When I have ordinary things to do, I give them ordinary attention. And my ordinary attention is saying, well, I'm going to always think happy thoughts. I'm going to always speak positive words. I'm going to be a good example to myself of my belief. I'm going to do this, that, or the other thing. I say those things to myself. And when I say those things to myself, what am I saying? I am saying that this is my choice. This is my desire for myself. This is my world. This is my way of doing, thinking, being. And then as I am saying that, it's so easy, it's so natural, I don't do anything about it. I don't pay much attention about it. But if I have a wild dream, if I have an impossible dream, then I give that a very special dedicated thought, and as I give it that very special dedicated thought, it becomes easier and easier to bring it about. Because I am dreaming about it, I'm thinking about it. Now, if I were to say to myself, I would like to live in a very wonderful house, a very big, beautiful house. Well, then I would start giving a lot of attention to that. I'd start realizing how I could do that. I'd realize how I could put the cause in motion to experience it and experience it. Now, many wonderful ideas and many wonderful thoughts flow through my mind to help me to reveal it. And I say to myself, okay, I'm going to go to work for this house, these people, and they have this big house, and I'm going to be the person who takes care of their house. And so the people are living all over the world. The people are living around the country. They have many homes. They are so very wealthy. And they have a home in New York. They have a home in Venice. They have a home in London. They have a home in California. They have homes everywhere. And they're not living there always, but they go to visit them. And they always inform the people who are taking care of their homes when they're going to be there so that everything can be in order when they arrive. So they tell the people, now, I'm going to be home and I'm going to be in California now for 2 weeks, and I'm going to be there on the 8th through the end of 2 weeks. And please have everything in order. Have my cars all serviced, have everything happy and functioning perfectly. And I don't have to tell these people that. See, this wealthy person doesn't have to say it. The wealthy person just says, I'll be there. And the other person was hired to make sure that everything was ready when the wealthy person came. But meanwhile, the person has to use the car to go various places, to go shopping. They have to use the limousines, the various things, to make sure they're all in perfect working order. They have to make sure that the swimming pool is in perfect condition all the time, that the pool people keep it in perfect order. And they are just as though they're living and owning that wonderful property and not having any of the responsibility for the dollars. They're just maintenance and upkeep, and that they love doing. That's why they like that big house. And now, are those people experiencing that impossible dream, that wildest dream, that crazy dream? Yeah. And would you say, well, the way you describe it, it's not so unusual. Those things can happen. There are not a lot of those people doing those things, but yet there are more than we know. Many more. There are many people who are what are called middle-class people who do not have a great amount of money, and they have several houses, too. I remember when I was growing up, we had several houses. We had our beautiful beach cottage, a lake cottage, and it was just wonderful. My dad was always making improvements on it and always making it more wonderful and more fantastic. And our city house was always very wonderful. We were improving it from time to time and making wonderful things happen, putting additional rooms on the back and putting a special glass block window in the bathroom upstairs, and so that you don't have to have any drapes or curtains or anything that you can't see through. It's just wonderful glass block and insulated, and it was wonderful. We were always doing things. And Yet, we were of a normal income, and we had normal activities, but we had this. Now, our neighbors didn't have these things, because they were just thinking of one house. They were just thinking of one thing. They would go with us out to the cottage. They would go out to the lake house with us and visit with us because they wanted to be part of our. And of course, that was, they had the house. They had the cottage. They were able to use it. Maybe not as a family as we did, but they used it as individuals. And the wild dreams that they had, oh, I'd love to have a cottage. I'd love to go there. Well, you do. You go with us. Now, I want to own it. I want to have it be mine. Well, that's another story. If you want to have it be yours, then you don't think about enjoying it. You think about getting it. You think about putting the cause in motion that is mine now. Now, what is more fun? Is it more fun to get or to enjoy? Is it more fun to be delighted in something or to wish for something and live in that wishfulness and that feeling that, well, you don't have it? Now, this is the way it happens with a lot of people. They have these wild dreams, the impossible dreams, and those wild, impossible dreams, they manifest themselves. And then they have the little dreams, like they say, I have perfect health, and I have a harmonious family, and other just little day-to-day things, and they don't give it too much attention, and then they wonder why it doesn't happen in their world. Well, things don't happen in our world when we have no reason to put the new cause in motion sincerely to have it take place. Can you unconditionally love yourself? That's a big question. Can you unconditionally love yourself? If you can unconditionally love yourself, then you do not think whether you are worthy of something or not worthy of something. You do not think whether you deserve something or you don't deserve something. Those things never enter your mind. When you want something, when you are interested in something, you visualize it, you dream it, you see it, you see yourself enjoying it, and lo and behold, you're enjoying it. Well, it doesn't always happen to me. It doesn't always happen to me. Of course not. Of course it doesn't happen to a lot of people because they just wish it and they don't realize that it's real. They don't really believe that it could be theirs. They don't really believe that however they would like to possess it, it'll be theirs. Do they want to own it? Or do they want to have the control over it? Do they want to have Bill Gates owns so much money, he doesn't know how to count it. He doesn't know how to spend it. And the money is growing so fast in his bank accounts that no matter how much he spends, in the billions that he spends, he's got more billions to come and replace it because the interest on his accounts are just absolutely fantastic. And this is true. This is true. But you see, to him who hath is given, and to him who hath not, even that little is taken away because you use up your principal so that you can go and have fun. The billionaire, he uses up his interest. He doesn't use up the principal. The principal is always there. What he earns on interest is enough for him to do anything he wants to do. Now, can you visualize that for you? Did you ever start saving? Did you ever start believing in yourself that one day you would be a wealthy man and that you were saving your money now? Just think, if you had started saving when you were a youngster and you saved diligently and you put your money aside, not that you didn't have something to enjoy, but you were just building up this wonderful bank account. And believe it or not, they have shown that if you will put so much away every week, maybe a couple of dollars or so, that you will have, by the time you're ready to go to college, you would have enough for your college fund. You would have, you'd be a millionaire by the time you got married. And it's true. It's true. But you see, those are insignificant and unimportant things, we think. And yet, they're really very important things. The wilder my dream, the more impossible my dream, the easier it is to reveal it. Because That wild dream I give loving attention to, I give loving attitude to, I put it in motion, and it comes forth. And this is just how your world is and my world is. The wilder a dream, the more impossible my dream, the easier it is to reveal it. Reveal it today, and you watch how, as you reveal your dream, it will come forth in your life as something absolutely fantastic. It'll be a revelation of you as a rich person, you as a healthy person. You build a bank account of your good health, you as a harmonious person. All these are values. All these happen in your life and in your world now, according to your confidence in yourself. And know that it's true for you, and it is.